Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Jesus Christ Superstar is back. The 70s rock musical that at the time created such controversy and yet put the name of Jesus hugely up in lights is back in Australian movie theatres this week. And I must say, when I saw a preview copy this past week and heard this triumphant track... The theme of Jesus Christ Superstar, it sent shivers up my spine anew. It's a musical written by Andrew Lloyd Webber when he was 21 and Tim Rice. It tracks the final week of Jesus' life leading up to his crucifixion, and it's through the eyes of Judas, the betrayer. Significantly, there's no resurrection. The new movie is of this year's mega arena production of Jesus Christ Superstar that toured the UK. A star-studded lineup, Australia's Tim Minchin playing Judas and Spice Girl Mel C as Mary Magdalene, and a quite stunning performance from Ben Foster in the role of Jesus. The film's director is the esteemed and award-winning Lawrence Connor. It's quite a production, and Lawrence joins us now on Open House. Lawrence, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. Tell us something, Lawrence, of how this arena show initially and the subsequent movie of it came together.
Andrew and I had talked about the possibility of doing an arena version of Jesus Christ Superstar not long after we worked together on the Phantom of the Opera concert at the Royal Albert Hall, and he said it had been a dream of his to bring it to an arena in the UK. So I got very excited at the sort of concept of doing something brand new with it. So that's kind of how it started. And then the next conversation I had with Andrew was that ITV had a sort of approached him with the idea of doing sort of TV casting program in order to find Jesus. When Andrew told me about it, I just thought, actually, of all the shows that you've ever cast by TV, this seems to be the one that sort of seems more relevant with the kind of production that we're doing. So I really liked the idea, and also finding somebody that hadn't had any kind of fame and has come out of nowhere and to create a star from it was very relevant to what we were doing. And the idea of the film sort of came out, I guess, because we'd sort of done it with the Les Mis concert that I did, and we had done it with the Phantom concert. It'd been very successful, and it just seemed to be the next step.
Yes. The setting of the story in the film of Jesus' last week before his crucifixion is very much a contemporary one. It's off the back of the Occupy protests of the last year or so. Why was that context chosen, Lawrence?
Well, I guess sort of looking at the Bible and the troubles of the sort of history part of the Bible, Israel being occupied by the Roman Empire was the overall theme, and that the sort of feeling of the people was and retaliation and resentment to that particular occupier was relevant. I looked at those images last year of people at St. Paul's Cathedral on tents and steps, and they were sort of occupying themselves on the steps of, you know, religious authorities and establishments in the sort of heart of our financial district, making a whole point about how they felt occupied by the financial and political heat of our climate. So I sort of looked at that and sort of paralleled to that 2,000 years on in a very, very different sort of setting. What if Jesus emerged from that? These people represented apostles and tried to make the world a better place for those who are suffering as a result of people's greed. And so the parallel seemed to work very, very well.
And the opponents of Jesus are not religious as they were in the original context of his story, but in the film they're corporate. What's the message there?
The parallel now is, I mean, obviously 2,000 years ago, the church was the establishment of that time. Even though we have the church represent something much more less imperious now and far more personal, what is imperious and what is structured in an almost sort of religious fashion is the political mindset and the money men. When I was looking at who these people represented, the sort of corporations, it felt more relevant now to be looking at those sort of people than it did the church.
The music is so well known to anyone who had anything to do with the 70s and lots of people beyond. It's hardly been off the stage since then, Jesus Christ Superstar, 42 countries around the world. But does the music, and for that matter, the message, translate to today?
I think it really does. I mean, the irony of it all, of course, is that the music is so incredibly modern. And even though it was written 40 years ago, that style of music has never really gone away. You know, we're very sort of driven by it. We sort of feel the heaviness and the earthiness of it. And although we've taken a couple of songs and we've maybe just readjusted them a little bit to suit the production, there's something about the power in that rock style that sort of contemporizes it immediately. 40 years on, to sort of put it with a different aesthetic doesn't adjust it at all. In fact, it only heightens it and makes it work in a way that perhaps if we sort of did a sort of conventional story of Jesus 2,000 years ago, it might not.
How challenging was it to translate a huge arena production onto film, onto a feature-length film?
The thing with the film is when you know that you're going to be working with cameras, you have to do the opposite of what everyone expects you to do. You sort of assume that everyone's going to play an enormous production in their style of acting. Actually, you have to do the opposite. You have to make the acting incredibly intimate and very honest and truthful, because obviously the cameras are really close up. But what you need is the scale of the size of the show and how it fits. The first thing we had to adjust is sort of how many cast members we were going to need, because we really needed to fill this vast set. So we added, I think, about 10 or 15 additional cast members just to sort of give us the bulk numbers. And also just an energy, you know, it needed a physical energy. Yes. That would explode off the stage, so that whilst our screen was able to sort of show us sort of acting in close-up, you still wanted to feel that you weren't watching a movie, you were watching a live thing happening right in front of your eyes. So the physical energy of the company was really important.
And shoot it with 22 cameras, that's no mean feat.
No, absolutely. But the guys that sort of shoot and cut and edit all of that as it's happening, they're just incredible.
Yes.
I could never do that, but it's just amazing to sort of see it unfold in the way that it does. It requires it to capture every single moment from every single angle.
I mentioned before that there's no resurrection in the story of Jesus Christ Superstar, something entirely central to Jesus' real story and his identity. Mm-hmm. Why was that never included?
I suppose really because it's seen through Judas's eyes. Judas dies never really believing. He ends up totally and utterly broken by what he's done and has doubts, but never truly takes his life believing that Jesus was the Son of God, and therefore it seems wrong to resurrect him if it's seen through his eyes.
The story of Jesus going back 2,000 years has always had a huge impact on people. Is that what happens mm-hmm. with a cast of this kind of production? Does it impact you? Of course, there are some tremendously moving scenes.
It really does. It's funny, you know. We had many conversations and certainly cast members sort of talking about their faith, actually, and things that they started to believe, and people that perhaps weren't as close to a faith before were asking questions in ways that I've never really experienced. So people who had more of a faith were kind of taking people under their wing. It brought so many discussions to the fore.
Yes.
I suppose the subject matter is close to everyone's heart, because no one has a sort of indecisive feeling about it. Everyone feels something about whether they believe in Christ as the Son of God or not. And what was amazing is how it evoked discussion. And beyond, even the audience members, beyond that. What's been really interesting is the comments I've been getting from people is really the way it makes us look at the world we live in today.
Yeah.
How the message that we've been telling through our piece, using the story of Christ, actually really felt very relevant to what they were living in the immediacy. And I think that's been quite extraordinary.
I have no doubt it does. Lawrence, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Open House. We'll put the details of Jesus Christ Superstar, the new film, up on our Open House community Facebook page. Lawrence, thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.